With SRN News, I'm John Scott. While hopes have been raised for a breakthrough in the Israel-Hamas hostage standoff, things may not be as easy as the Biden administration initially portrayed them. On the Salem Media Group news program, This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, a member of Israel's parliament is raising concerns about the deal.
After the massacre, the horrible massacre of October 7th, Israel set two goals for the war. One was to bring back all the hostages. The other was to eradicate this evil terror organization called Hamas. The current deal doesn't do any of these things. First of all, we're only bringing back home 33 hostages. So that's a big problem. Number two, we're effectively keeping Hamas in power.
That entire interview, along with House Speaker Mike Johnson's perspective on the proposed ceasefire, will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill airs beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump says he will make a decision about TikTok's future now that the Supreme Court has upheld a law banning the app. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first presidential term, Trump tried to ban the popular video sharing platform because of national security concerns. But he has since joined TikTok and pledged to save it during his 2024 presidential campaign. Following the Supreme Court's ruling, the president-elect told CNN, "It ultimately goes up to me," and he said, "I'll be making the decision about TikTok's future." As of now, the TikTok ban is scheduled to take effect Sunday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem facing senators during her confirmation hearing as she vows to become the next Homeland Security Secretary. It's her first chance to lay out a vision that will be central to Donald Trump's plans to cracking down on illegal immigration. This is SRN News. The latest number on persecution of Christians is disturbing.
Open Doors U.S. has produced its annual report, and it concludes that more than 380 million believers suffer high levels of persecution for their faith, and tens of millions more see their religious freedom restricted in lesser ways. That means one in seven Christians around the globe is persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Muslim radicals, the primary culprits, though India has a problem with radical Hindus, and communism is a problem elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for gay people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over the LGBT agenda. The Wisconsin court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, is expected to issue a ruling in the coming months. This is SRN News. Even before being sworn in as president, Donald Trump is causing big changes at the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
The FBI has confirmed reports that in December it closed down its diversity, equity, and inclusion offices in anticipation of new policies under incoming President Trump. The federal government and businesses have been under growing pressure from conservatives to root out DEI policies critics say can lead to poor performance. DEI critics have grown more vocal since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions in 2023. Bob Agner reporting.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance's successor in the U.S. Senate about to be announced. The appointee Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine names Friday will be holding the seat until December 2026. DeWine has sole discretion over the choice. Cincinnati biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy has expressed interest in the job. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.